And another thing that's really interesting, I guess, in the St. John's community is that, outside of St. John's as well, but I mean, tons of musicians in the Lebanese community. Now, I mean, some of that might be being in Newfoundland, maybe, as well. But I guess what's been interesting to me is that a lot of Lebanese musicians I have discovered in this research, they don't play or didn't play what we think of as Newfoundland music, being this kind of Irish or English-derived folk music, and they didn't really play Lebanese traditional music. They played kind of whatever the popular music was at the time. And what's really interesting is that big bands, there were two big bands in St. John's that were kind of two Lebanese families, the Michaels and the Andrews's family bands. And, you know, playing, like, yeah, big band stuff, jazz stuff, right? I mean, at a time when, I mean, I don't know for a fact, but, you know, probably only a few bands doing that at the time. So, anyway, I mentioned that because we've focused in our discussion about the Lebanese community and how the Lebanese things it does, mm-hmm. I guess. But it's been interesting also, you know, just to discover these other things. You know, when you're talking to someone who is, say, half Lebanese or a quarter Lebanese, it might be a big part of their identity, but it isn't all of it, you know. So, yeah, that's been interesting as well.